Hi, everybody, and welcome to Motivational Monday, Motivation Monday, Monday Motivation. We are global today. Jen.
What's up, Jeffrey?
What's happening over there?
Oh, I'm just rocking my Monday over here.
And you're in Paris, right?
I am in Paris.
I'm in Charlotte, right. And it's sunny in both places, but a little colder where you are. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer, by the way. This is Sell or Die. This is Motivation Monday. And I want to welcome all of you diehards who are there. It's a live broadcast on Facebook. We are going to talk about you and your stuff. You're going to ask us stuff about your stuff, and we're going to respond about your stuff in terms of your people, your customers, your life, and your money. Jen, what's happening?
I think what Jeffrey's saying is this is all about you. This is a sales and personal development podcast, the best on the planet, if I may.
That's correct.
That's all about you.
And we almost hit 100,000 this past month, so we have new goals for this month. Nada, our expert technician, and producer dude, is keeping us up with the numbers on an everyday basis. We missed two Mondays last month, and that's what kept us from where we were. But we're
That was our fault, Jeffrey.
Well, no, it was your fault, but we're okay with that. It's totally fine. And how are those croissants over there, Jen?
They're pretty good. You know, this is so interesting because I have it pulled up on Facebook, like, as well. And it's 30 seconds, a whole 30 seconds delayed behind what we're doing.
Well, that's typical of the French. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
When I get to Paris, I set my watch back about 20 years. So how are you guys doing out there? What's the sales process? Pop in a bunch of things in the notes, you know, so we can see how you're doing, who you are, where you're coming from. Where's all of that stuff? That's number one. And number two, I want to make sure we talk about today's topic, which is visualization. And for those of you, before we begin, do we have a 5-star review, sir?
Doug, we do indeed have a 5-star review. This one comes to us courtesy of P-Town All-Star. P-Town All-Star writes, "Thank you guys for keeping it real, having great guests, providing real insights on how to grow your sales individually and organizationally in this new world. I love hearing question and answer sessions whenever possible on your podcast, like on your Motivation Mondays."
Cool.
"Because the advice not only helps the person asking, but the thousands of listeners with the same question. Happy selling. Thank you, P-Town All-Star."
Where is P-Town?
I love that.
Where's P-Town?
Could be anywhere. Maybe Pittsburgh.
It ain't Philadelphia because no one would call it that. No, someone beat the crap out of them if somebody called it P-Town. P-Town is like one of those, it's like Peoria or Pittsfield, Massachusetts or something. It's a no place.
Oh, whatever. Hey, I'm really grateful to P-Town.
You're in P-Town right now, aren't you?
Wherever you're from.
Oh, yeah.
You.
She's in P-Town. Maybe it's in Paris.
I am in P-Town. See?
All right. So, I want to talk just a little bit about what is on your visual timeline. Everybody has you wake up, it's Monday, you have something to do today, and you start to visualize what you need to do to make your life happen, whether it's make 100 cold calls, or you have 2 sales appointments, or you have a meeting with your boss, or you have your boring Monday sales meeting that probably could have been emailed to you, but whatever it is, even if you're in P-Town, you have something to do and something to look forward to and visualize what the outcomes are going to be. Hopefully, it's a positive outcome, but everyone has their visualization in the morning. You wake up and the first thing you do is visualize. Some people visualize a cigarette. Some people visualize a cup of coffee. Some people visualize their kids. Like today, I had to get Gabrielle ready for school this morning. So that was my first visualization was, how am I going to get her up in the happiest positive mood on the planet? And what were you visualizing this morning, Jen, when you woke up?
So I have a pretty routine visualization where I actually visualize specific things that I want to come true.
Should we play "When You Wish Upon a Star" in the background?
So it sounds a little woo-woo, I'll admit. It definitely oh, I'm just going to visualize myself turning in my book, or I'm going to visualize. I literally did that, by the way. Like before my book was finished, I visualized the email that I was going to send to Dave, our publisher.
Cool.
Every morning. Like, attached, please find the final manuscript. Cool. And I just kept visualizing myself being ready to send that to him. I was visualizing the book. I do a lot of visualization exercises because I believe that when you see your future and you keep picturing it in your mind every single day, the things that you want to come true will eventually come true. And you'll find a way. What I find is like the things that I keep top of mind for my visualization.
Mm-hmm.
I end up thinking about in the most random times a way for them to come true or a way for them for me to make them come true. And if they weren't top of mind, I wouldn't be thinking about how to make it happen.
So Jen is a rock star and her visualization is purposeful. It's thoughtful. But Jeffrey, going back to what you were saying earlier, everyone visualizes, right? Even if they don't think that they're doing a visualization technique, they are visualizing in the morning.
It's like having a song in your head. You repeatedly sing it. You have no control over it. It's just there. But let me just take it one step further. Visualization can have a prefix. So if you look at the old Shakti Gawan book of creative visualization, that gives you an idea of what you're going to have to do to visualize. Not visualization by itself, it's your sales appointment visualization, or it's your sales meeting visualization. And then, is it a positive one, or are you anxious about it? Is it something that you're negative about? If you're a diehard out there, by the way, in a PG-13 way, write down what you visualize. I'm going to try to keep it as clean as we possibly can, but what do you visualize success or do you visualize anxiousness? For example, if you have an appointment, do you visualize, will the guy show up or not? Or do you visualize you're going to have, you visualize your opening question? Or what are you going to do when you get to that point?
So Jen, when was the point when you decided I'm going to be purposeful and thoughtful about my visualization in terms of my success? When was that point and why did you decide to do that?
So Doug, this is interesting because I can almost guarantee you don't know the answer to it, but you've set me up for something amazing. So here goes. We had an episode, and if you guys haven't listened to it on Sell or Die Podcast, you have to go listen to it, with Hal Elrod, of the author of Miracle Morning.
Yep.
And on that, he talked about this morning routine that he does and he writes about, and a lot of people are following this trend. And it's when I am part of that technique is visualization. And so when I started doing the Miracle Morning as part of my routine, the one I was worst at was visualization, because I didn't really do it purposefully before. So I didn't know how to do it. And I still struggle with it a little bit because by no means am I an expert visualizer, but I can tell you that it works and that it has transformed a lot of the things that I've been working on. Just because I'm mentally picturing them, or if I'm home, I'm physically picturing them on a visualization board. But it wasn't until we interviewed Hal that I decided to try his technique, his morning routine, and incorporate visualization in my life.
And it works. And for some people, there's an old school of thought which says, fake it until you make it. In other words, you visualize something that you don't have. That's what's wrong with The Secret, the book The Secret. It tells you to visualize a Cadillac, but it doesn't tell you how to get one. So there has to be, you can't fake it until you make it. You can live it in advance. So if you're trying for a positive attitude, you can start to live your positive attitude in advance. If you're trying to be a successful salesperson, you can live it in advance. It's not for material things. You don't visualize your trip. You don't visualize your house. You visualize being the best person you possibly can be for yourself. And then all of a sudden, those things will take place.
So Al Gettler is just tuning in. He says, happy Motivation Monday. Just tuned in. Where the heck is Jen? Yes. Thank you, Al.
Yeah, Jen is far, far away at the moment. But believe me when I tell you, it's no punishment. She's in someone else's lap, the lap of luxury, and she's trying to do the best she possibly can under the circumstances, cold though it may be.
Hey, Al, I'm in Paris, but if you followed my Instagram stories, you would know that. So you guys, if you want to know more about me, definitely follow me on Instagram. I love making stories and telling stories and real ones, in fact, about my life. And you can follow me there.
Cool.
It's Jen in any minute, but we'll put a link to my Instagram in the
Yes, we will. Here. I love following your stories, Jen, because I'm living them.
Yeah, Jeffrey often stars in my stories.
So yesterday, the star of our story was actually Grant Cardone. He showed up at our house. He was in Zach Krupp, texted me and said, hey, Grant Cardone's in town. And so I visualized how he's coming to town. He's coming in on an airplane, his own little airplane. So he lands and I text him and I said, hey, you coming over? And he goes, where are you? And I'm like 15 minutes away. I texted him my address and I said, you know, whatever you want to do is fine. And then like 20 minutes before he showed up, I texted him again. I said, I know you really want to come over. Like putting that visualization in his head. And 15 minutes later, he texted me. He said, okay, we're on our way. And then 3 minutes later, he texted me and said, actually, we're here. And then they, you know, he does the Grant Cardone scare the person, which I actually was scared when.
By the way, it's on his story, him scaring you. I saw it.
And he visualized owning more real estate in Charlotte. He came into our place and goes, wow, I love these brick walls. And he's looking, are there more buildings like that here? I said, yeah, there's plenty of them. So he's already in his head. He's got a vision of Charlotte that's a bunch of classic old buildings that have bricks. And there's a bunch of those. But he also visualized something else. He goes, okay, so how are we going to make money together? And I said, well, I don't know. I said, we're going to do the best we can at something and we'll figure it out. He goes, oh, all right. I said, but the first thing you have to do is be on our podcast. And he goes, okay. And I said, and the second thing you have to do is promote truthful living to all your people. He goes, okay. I mean, it was a fun time. And he's a good guy. But most interestingly, I welcomed him into our home. And he walks into our guest room area and he goes to the refrigerator. Can I have a soda or a beer or something? He just goes to the refrigerator and the freezer and plucks an ice cream sandwich and starts eating.
So I was on a FaceTime with Jeffrey and all of a sudden I hear Jeffrey saying, take whatever you want. And Grant opening our freezer and he comes back on the thing and he's like, I got this.
So
funny.
What are you visualizing today that you think can happen by the end of the day? Let's take a short-term visualization, something you can actually get into your head and see yourself achieving. Is it making 5 appointments? Can you visualize an appointment? Can you visualize someone saying yes to you? Can you visualize having a barrier, but you overcoming the barrier? Can you visualize your boss actually being nice to you? And not sticking a foot up your ass about how you're not making enough sales. Think about the things that you want to have happen, because what will happen as a result of that is you will begin to generate ideas. Visualization leads to ideas. If you don't visualize it, your mind is stymied and blocked. You want to say something, Jen?
Yeah. So when I started this process of visualization every morning as a routine, one of the things I realized was I can't just keep picturing things in my mind. I want to be really organized about this and really and intentional about what I'm visualizing. Like, yeah, of course, I always want to picture myself winning the sale, or I want to picture myself loving my boss if I had one, or those kinds of things, right? But I also want to picture what I want a year from now, what I want 5 years from now, and what I want 10 years from now, and how I'm going to get there along the way, and what are my small milestone achievements to get me there. And so what I did was I took your daughter, Gabrielle, who's 9, with me to Michael's, and we bought these poster boards. And then I told her she had an unlimited budget, which I think she really liked. And
an unlimited budget? An unlimited budget?
Just for that one night.
Okay.
And we went around Michael's and picked out like all these things. And so a lot of times people will say like, I don't have time to make a visualization board. I don't have time to do these kinds of things because I have kids or whatever. And so rather than make that excuse like that we were too busy or I was too busy, I decided to involve Gabrielle in the process. And the reason I'm talking about this is because if you have a kid, I think that you would really enjoy doing this with them. Gabrielle has since told me that it was one of her favorite of all times.
Yeah.
Doing this.
She gets to express her thinking. Now,
yeah,
we're going to hang on for one second. We did this a couple of months ago. We're going to go back and revisit that board and ask her to add things that she forgot to add or the new things that she's thinking about so that it becomes a collage of reality of today. Because when you're 8, you think of a hell of a lot of different things than when you're 9. And when you're 41, you think of a hell of a lot of different things when you're 42. Because life happens in the middle.
And so we both look at our visualization boards in the morning. And what I notice is like she can be in any mood when she wakes up. She's a kid, whatever. But after she looks at that board for like a minute, she is legit in a really good mood and really happy. I don't know what she thinks about when she's looking at the board. I'm assuming she's thinking about the things on there and how she's going to achieve them.
Right.
But she is in a great mood after that. And it's amazing that it's not only something to help you picture your goals, but that it's attitude changing.
Keep in mind that the visualization of that board is not just about your future, but it's visualization of your positive past. And so it reminds you of things that made you happy at that moment in time, and that visualization will help stabilize your feelings of your emotional feelings in the morning. I want you to start out with a great feeling in your soul that you are able to make it happen. And by looking at what you've achieved up to this point in time, it will help you. I created the post-it note goal process decades ago, where I told people to put what you want on your bathroom mirror, and when you achieve it, put it on your bedroom mirror so in the morning you can see your success. Now, I have a split bathroom mirror, so I have on the left-hand side, I have what I'm going to do. On the right-hand side, I have what I did, because in our bedroom there's there's a mirror, but no one looks at it. And I find myself in the morning just staring at those for just a couple of minutes to make sure I'm on the right track. It is a reminder that's very positive and exceptionally visual. You can give yourself verbal reminders to create mental pictures.
So
I didn't want to interrupt you, but I do look at that mirror in the bedroom.
Oh.
Just for the record.
So not all of our listeners are dreamers. Some are still trying to figure out what that dream is, what that long-term goal is. Mm-hmm. What would you advise to those people in terms of starting their visualization if they don't have that end goal in mind?
Start with the food that you love. Visualize a cheeseburger from Shake Shack and root beer to go with it. Visualize your favorite ice cream. Visualize the fun time that you had at the beach this summer. Visualize the positive things that happened in your life. And just by the way, that's how I fell asleep for the first 15 years of my life. I visualized all the past things that were totally cool, and I immediately fell asleep. It was obviously before electricity, but I taught myself how to do that. So I didn't know what I was doing. I just thought, why should I fall asleep scared of something? Although, let's have a moment of truth. Mm-hmm. I looked under my bed every night. Just to make sure, damn it. I wasn't afraid of anything. I swear to God. but I visualized all the fun things and I fell right asleep. Now, visualization takes on all forms. I just gave you an idea of what to do before you go to sleep. I gave you an idea of what to put on your bathroom mirror. Jen gave you an idea about how she wakes up and what she does in either meditation or in visualization. And go out and buy, we'll put the link in the show notes of the creative visualization book. But you need to own that kind of understanding. Study visualization if you don't know what to do, but start out with what you like. Just list all the things that's fun for you that you like, and that may put you on a path to get to where you have to visualize something in the future.
So, Doug, you just said that not all of our can you guys hear the garbage truck going by?
No.
This is like real life here.
Yeah, go. Jen.
One second.
Jen, okay. We can hear you.
So, Doug, you just said that not all of our diehards are dreamers, but I think every diehard listening right now has something that they're hoping for. And it may be a personal thing. It may be a career-oriented thing. It may be a sale. But I think you all have at least one thing you're hoping for. Write that one thing down and then start visualizing it to come true.
I agree with that completely. And even if it isn't what you want, why don't you put down 10 things that you're hoping for? You know, and it could be anything from I want a boy, or I want to get married, or I want a better job, or I want more money. Put down what it is that you want, and that may help you crystallize how you're going to get there or what you need to visualize in order to be able to make that happen. Crystallization is a very important part of visualization.
So we
have a question.
It's a question from the internet.
I love this. This is exciting.
That's right. We have a question from the internet. This one comes to us via email. You can email your questions to sellordie@gittimer.com. Evan writes in, you talk a lot about how old world sales techniques like qualifying the buyer, they're dead. Is it a waste of time to talk to someone who doesn't have the ability to buy? How do you qualify someone without qualifying them?
First of all, just like them. Second of all, ask them questions that may determine where that decision is going to come from. So I ask the question, once I've established rapport, I ask the question, should you decide that we're the best answer for you, or we're the best product for you, or we're the best service for you, how will that decision be made? And that puts the person at ease by not asking him directly, are you the decision maker? So you take the question and modify it. You're not really trying to qualify them. What you're trying to do is understand. You're seeking more information. How will that decision be made? And the guy would say, oh, well, we all get together and, you know, as a group, and and then you say, okay, then what? Oh, then it goes to the CFO. Then it goes to the CFO. So maybe the decision maker is the CFO. So I'm going to say, wow, the CFO gets it. Then what? Well, anything over $50,000 we have to get by the CEO, but he always takes our recommendation. I love when people say that. He always takes our recommendation. That's one of the big lies. But I've already qualified this guy that he's not the decision maker, but he is an influencer. And I have to go through this three-step process in order to get my stuff done. Simply by asking, how will the decision be made, and adding to it, then what? That's it. So I think I've answered our diehards question.
Well, let's hear from Jen.
I want to add to that just that I think Evan asked, is it a waste of time to talk to someone who doesn't have the ability to buy? And I mean, you should be talking to everybody.
Right. It's not a waste of time.
Who they know. You never know who they know that they can refer you to. You never know who they know that they may be able to influence to help buy. So, like, don't prejudge them and knock them out right away. Talk to them. Have a conversation with them. Be a friendly person and think long term. Because if you're thinking long term, then you'll win every time.
Yeah, Jen, I think what you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, but, like, everyone you talk to, they might not be the right person ultimately for you to make the sale, but they're the right person at that moment that will get you to that next step. And if you treat them badly, or you qualify them, or you prejudge them, you're just hurting your opportunity to make a sale in the future.
I mean,
exactly. And if you prejudge them and qualify them and determine they're not your buyer, and then you're an ass to them, do you think they're going to pass you on to the next step? No.
I always want to try to include that person who's not a decision maker. I'll begin to use the pronoun we, so that he feels like it's a team kind of thing. And I would ask them, what do you think the best approach would be? What kind of a person? Like, I want info on the decision maker at that moment in time, or the decision-making process, because if this guy buys in his mind, if he can visualize ownership, then I want to find out what the best path is, and maybe he'll be an advocate for me. I want that guy to be an advocate.
So I really, Jeffrey, want to say hi to some of these people, our friends who are on Facebook.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have Ron Goodwin here, the great Ron Goodwin. What's up, man?
Hello, Ron.
We're glad you're here.
Yep. We talking to Richard Matt Greaves Nelson, last week. By the way, Ron, we were talking to Richard Greaves last week, and he loves you.
He does love you. I sent him a picture of you guys.
Cool.
And Ron is visualizing a Tesla Model X in his driveway. Cha-ching!
All right, cool. You know, the Tesla parking lot now has like 9,000 cars in it. It used to have one. Now there's like all of a sudden it's full of cars. So something's going on.
Okay, let's see. We have Al here. Zoe's here. Troy, do you have a product we can sell to make money? Yes, we do. Call our office and ask for Zach, 704-333-1112. Dave Ferguson's here. He was setting up his stage in Florida. Glenn Bill, what's up, man?
Ooh, Glenn.
Let's see. Wes Wyatt's here. Wes, what's up? Dynamite Wes. Now, this one's a great one. Matt Nelson says, good morning. Glad to finally catch you guys live. Been drinking from a fire hose with you guys since Zach introduced me to the Academy. Yes, cool. I'm now certified.
I can't wait
for Atlanta. Matt, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Matt, identify yourself. Come up to the front of the room and I'll make sure you get something for free. It's not going to be a big thing.
I don't know if he's still here, but I saw Brian Kelm pop in.
Oh, cool.
And this is a fun fact about Brian. When we were at the Chicago seminar, Jeffrey gave out 2 free lifetime Gittimer Learning Academy awards.
Whoa.
And they were randomly awarded to people who had registered to trial the Academy. Of the attendees, but Brian Kelm won one for being like president of Jeffrey's fan club.
A lifetime so membership. That's huge.
That's, you know, yeah. People think it's $1,000 a year. If you live for 20 years, it's a $20,000 prize. Think about it that way. If you live for 30, it would be a $30,000 prize. You want to keep doing the math? If you go for, but you get the idea. It's a pretty cool deal. And if you come to Philly, we're going to give away 2. If you come to Dallas, we're going to give away 2. And if you come to Atlanta, we'll give away 2 as well. We'll have a couple of surprise things happening in Atlanta because we're doing that outbound thing with Jeb Blunt in April. And we're going to probably give away some kind of something or other with the outbound deal. So show up in Atlanta, show up in Philly, show up in Dallas, wear your Eagles green. We didn't do too well this weekend, but we're fine. We had 4 chances to put a game away, and we...
Oh, did you lose? That's why you didn't tell me about it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the Philly Boo Birds were out, but it was an away game. We weren't our sharpest.
Yeah. Hey, dates and details for all of those events are on cgittimer.com, cegittimer.com. You can see Jeffrey. You can see all of us because we do live Sell or Die episodes at these events.
Cool.
So you can be part of the show.
Yeah,
so show up.
It would be a lot of fun.
Visualize yourself sitting in the front row, taking notes, and getting a lifetime subscription to Gittimer Learning Academy on Sell or Die. Visualize that, dude. Visualize meeting somebody who's going to be a customer for you. Visualize bringing one of your customers with you so that you could form this amazing relationship, because these seminars are literally, they are fun, they are funny, and they are real fucking world. Oh, we have to go now. I'm getting...
we do. Unfortunately, we don't want
We're out
to
of
go.
Time.
We don't want to go, but we do have to go.
No, so visualize...
Zoe, I know we have to go, and I know you asked a question above, so Zoe, we'll make sure to answer your question next week.
Ooh. Okay, Zoe, no problem. In the meantime, Jenny, you go have fun in Paris. I'll be there soon, I swear.
All right, until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, and I'm reminding you to get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off. Visualize your ass falling off. Go for it.
Au revoir.
All right, guys, we're out. Good job, everyone.
Yeah, it was a good one. Visualize your asshole.
That was pretty good.
It was a good one.
Are we out?
We're out.
Yeah. Nada, can I beg you to just plug this in for just a second? I'm on 2% and I'm a little scared. I'm not really scared.
You're scared?
Well, he has the plug there. Someone took it out of here. Or maybe it's in here somewhere, but I can't find it. Oh, there it is. There it is. I got it. I'm good.
What was I going
to
say?
Sorry, my phone rang during that. I have to figure out how to turn it off for next time.
Oh, yeah. You just froze for a second. It was fine. Yeah, good episode. You guys kept the potato going. Jen, great job. I don't know if you can still hear me. Okay, there you go. You're back.
I can hear you.
Jen, great job taking what Jeffrey did not address and coming in and nailing that on that question. Jeffrey, make sure on those questions that you toss back to Jen. So like if you...
Yeah, well, like, what do you think, Jen?
Or something. Yeah. Give her and like,
yeah, sometimes when you're done, it could help, like, because then I come in and I just talk, but it's hard to transition it. It could help if you said like, hey, well, what's your thoughts, Jen?
Okay.
Something like that.
So give me a signal that you have something to say. You know what I mean?
Well, she's on camera. That's the thing. You guys have to. You don't want her to do this while and everyone sees it. That's another thing too, Jeffrey. You were messing with your phone. You're on camera, like you're out to the people, and that.
Yeah, I got a text from you during the thing.
You can't be doing that. That people are like, people want to be a part of this, and if they see you disinterested, they become disinterested.
Gotcha, Chief.
All right, I gotta go, guys. I'm sorry. I really have a call right now.
Everyone. Bye.
Okay, bye.
That came out pretty good. I give Jen a lot of credit for trying 9 times to get it right. You know, yep. This didn't work. Boom, it worked.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because I was ready to say, like, dude, just forget it. Let's go audio. But she hung in there.
Yeah, it seemed like the phone was, hopefully she has enough data to cover it all, but. $1,000 phone bill.
No, it's $10 a day. Unlimited everything from AT&T.
You sounded like a commercial there.
Well,
it's only $10 a day. Unlimited everything from AT&T.
Dun, dun, dun.
Just let me know when the audio's up.
They